Proclamation number 5117 of 28th of April, 1951. Justice of God. Long-suffering, mercy. I am a good and just God, and yet I let my sun shine on the just and the unjust. Over good and evil, for I want to change the bad into good, but not destroy it. I am a God of love, and love sustains but does not destroy. I am a God of wisdom and have formed my creatures so that they shall exist eternally, but are not transient. But an existence in strength and light presupposes a state which corresponds to my original nature, thus can be called perfect to a certain degree. And into this state I try to place you, yet with due regard for free will as long as the human being dwells on earth. And therefore I let you enter the circle of light of my sun, the radiation of grace from my kingdom, during this time, but leaving you free as to whether you want to stay in it and perfect yourselves or whether you prefer to flee into the shadow and then also remain imperfect and enter the kingdom of the beyond imperfectly. The righteous and the unrighteous are touched by my Son of Grace. The righteous and the unrighteous are considered by my love and need only want to become blessed. However, as long as the bad does not change into the good, I cannot accept it into my kingdom because it would perish therein, for everything impure will be consumed by the emanation of love of the beings of the kingdom of light, which can only shelter perfect spiritual beings. This is why my long-suffering and patience will also have to be understood, which, as it were, calls my justice into question. But the latter is not eliminated. Once it emerges, but again only in order to establish the divine order, which may only be overturned to a certain extent in order not to have an illegal effect. Then long-suffering, patience and mercy step back and yet are not basically eliminated, for this act of justice is also an act of mercy in order to prevent a complete change into the opposite, in order not to let the essence fall into the deepest depth, from where the ascent to the height is almost impossible. As long as people dwell on earth, they often violate divine order without experiencing an immediate punishment which corresponds to my justice. Yet the human being has free will, and any immediate compensation for his unjust action would curtail free will, since the fear of punishment would make him unfree and thus no ascent development would take place from within. This is why my justice on earth is not so obvious but nevertheless supremely my own, for every offense must find its atonement because this, too, is a law of order which cannot be overturned. Yet even the most severe punishment on my part is again proof of my love, since it is at the same time a means of education by which the being shall finally attain perfection after all, which is the first and last aim of everything that has emerged from me, through my strength and from my love. And everything will reach this aim one day, even if eternities pass by. Everything created will one day become blissfully happy. Amen.